First of all, thank you for chatting to me about the
BAFTA
TV nominations. Mm. Doesn't it just make you think that we have the best TV in the world?
I have to say I do. You know, a lot is given to American television, and American television lionized, as it should be. I think sometimes it's easy to forget how incredibly good we are at our job, and what great product we give to the British public and the international public as well, of course. But yes, I'm very proud of about the people that have been nominated, the shows that have been nominated, and hooray to be British.
Yeah, I saw you sort of looking at the list and the names that you hadn't sort of read out and sort of cheering certain people.
Yeah.
And do you feel like it's quite a close-knit community then? It's got that sort of nice feeling of sort of sharing in everyone else's achievements.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a wonderful camaraderie, a great generosity of spirit, I think you could call it, within our community. It is small, and once you're in, and you're in for life. I mean, I suppose I come from a slightly unique position because I've known a lot of people through my family and my parents especially. So people like Gemma Jones, I'm overjoyed she's been nominated because she's an old family friend and deeply deserving of the praise that is being heaped on her. You know, she's a terrific actress and a hard-working actress. People like Olivia Colman, nominated for a fourth time, but one has to remember she's so good at her job, and thank God we celebrate that.
So no one's going, oh, Olivia Colman again, she's probably going to win it again.
I'm sure a lot of actresses perhaps are maybe thinking that, you know, but not me. I've worked with her. I know how talented she is. I know how versatile she is. And as an actor who loves playing, you know, big and interesting characters, to see an actress do it so well, she's a pin-up for me, you know, and I want to see her praised.
Now, I keep hearing people, or actors, sort of mentioning Gogglebox.
Yes.
And how sometimes they obviously watch Gogglebox for reactions to their shows. Is that something you've done? Or is it not on your radar?
I don't know if I've ever been in a show that's been Gogglebox-ized. I think I'd be very tempted to, but that's sort of why I don't, I guess, have Twitter or anything like that, because if I suddenly, you know, you go down the wormhole, that's it, you're gone, you've lost. And so I think probably it's all for the best that I haven't had any shows on Gogglebox.
So you sort of avoid sort of reading about things and reading about yourself then?
I try to. I mean, you know, sometimes I fall victim ever so often to a review, and if it's good, it's just as damaging as if it's bad. So I try not to, but I'm only human.
Now, your sister and your cousin just went and got Bear Grylls.
Yes, they did, well and truly.
Did they put you off, or would you be tempted to do something like that?
It certainly didn't put me off. I was very impressed and proud of both of them. Not only were they stalwart and hardy, but they were very, very funny. And that, under those conditions, is not easy. And it's certainly, those moments that you see on telly are the glamorous ones, are the ones that went well. The bad moments you don't see, and they really were very tough and stood firm together, which made me very proud of me and my family and my sister and my cousin.
Yeah, that's certainly what I felt. It seemed like obviously that absolute closeness between the two of them.
Yeah.
And do you like having that sort of support network from your family?
Absolutely. Who wouldn't? I mean, they really bonded over the course of that, and it's made them strong. You know, their relationship outside of work all the stronger, and has brought all of us together. You know, we could go around to dinner and talk about their adventures, and that was a lovely thing to be able to do.
Do you ever feel any pressure sort of being from a family like yours?
No, I suppose the only pressure I feel, I'm supported by them all very much. If I want advice, it's there, the best advice, you know, you could wish for. But I suppose because they've done well, I want to make them impressed with me. I want them to be, you know, impressed by my work. And so if that's a pressure, I suppose it's a pressure I put on myself, but it's not one I feel from them, no.
And in the international category, two of the shows that are up, Orange is the New Black, House of Cards, their Netflix online-only series, mm-hmm. Binge Watch.
Yeah.
Are you a bit of a binge watcher?
Do you know what? We were talking about it just upstairs. I think I'm probably not a binger, but I like to taste all the different flavours that there are out there, you know. So I'll dive in for I have to say, I did binge on Breaking Bad, and I did binge on The Wire. So those are my two internationals that, you know, I will always have and take to my desert island with me one day. But I like to sort of dive in and catch a bit of something, get a flavour of it, and then go and catch a bit of another something, get a flavour of that, and then come back to something if I really think it's worth it. You know?
Yeah, not sort of doing that thing where you've just watched 10 episodes and you're like, I don't know what to do with my life anymore.
I know, I've had that feeling before, you know, that Pringles, you know, feeling with television, and I feel immensely guilty afterwards that I should have been doing something much more important.
Well, thank you very much for chatting with me. Have a lovely rest of your day.
It's a pleasure.